Morning, I was stressed this morning because I had to take my wife to Bel Air. She got a broken leg. I had to get here. I had to get fresh Gold Rush doublers that I'm going to be giving away here at Coco's. And, you know, I guess the fact that they're good and that these two teams meet, I have my stack of pictures, and I put them up online. So there are a few, you can go to my Facebook. My personal collection from right before Game 1 of the 1983 World Series Memorial Stadium. My birthday's that week. I turned 15. My parents got me a Pentax 150 camera. It was the first camera I had where you had to, like, really put film in. There wasn't, like, a little Instamatic. Mm-hmm. They didn't have throwaways in 83. No. But this was a camera. You had to go to JCPenney. It had removable. It was a real camera. And I took that camera out, and I have the pictures I took that night of the Oriole Bird and the Philly Fanatic play wrestling at second base. Bowie Kuhn in the dugout, Cal Ripken playing Pepper with Benny Ayala. I have all, but I was Philly obsessed. So all of my pictures are of Mike Schmidt,
right.
Pete Rose, Mike Schmidt,
Carlton,
Schmidt, Cisto, you know, McBate, McBride. I mean, all right. Those guys, Gary Sarge,
right. Wow.
You know, Boone, all those guys, Yvonne De Jesus, Manny Trio, you know, like all of those guys,
right.
You know. So I have those pictures, and I meant to get them, and I got in the car. But I didn't put them all online because, I mean, I have a nice stack. I put the top 15 or 20 pictures. You know, Cal and those whites out there looking all young and trim.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but the picture I have that I put up is the line from the first base side, because the first base side was the visitor's dugout in the old stadium.
Ah, right.
Right.
Oh,
the Orioles were the third base side, right? So the Phillies were on the first base side in their blues, and the Orioles were in their whites. And I put that picture up, and I think what I said was, how many Hall of Famers in that picture? So I'm thinking, Palmer, Ripken. And then I went through Morgan, Rose, Carlton.
Not really.
Schmidt. Perez? No. Perez wasn't there.
Yeah. No, Perez wasn't there that year.
Was he not that year?
No, okay. he wasn't there that year. But I was just thinking, like, it's kind of amazing, just in one picture that mm-hmm. day. And that's what Phillies Orioles means to me. You know what I mean? It brings that back to me. A really special time in our lives, I think, for everybody in 83.
Oh, definitely.
All right, I'll take a break. Tom Pierce is here. Rasig is here. You going to do a segment or you got to go? You going
to
leave?
Sit
down. Take Rasig's mic. I got one. Sit down.
Take my mic.
Just sit for 2 seconds. Just sit down right now. I just got to ask you about this special. No. Pop that on. So, Marcella, here's what I want to know. Because we're wrapping up. Because you got to go and I got to go. Tell me about pork belly bao, smoked pork belly, gua sauce, pickled carrots, cilantro, chopped peanuts on a steak. You're getting fancy in Lauraville on me. That ain't burger night. What the hell
that
is that?
This guy's
from Philadelphia. He doesn't know what bao is.
It is amazing. It is Eric's came up with that idea.
A Korean there.
He's got his own smoker, and he does all kind of fun things with it.
What I was going to have you do, because it's three, I was going to have you just bring me one because I was going to try one.
Okay.
But you got to go.
You know they might have them back there.
No, we've messed
Ask
up the Ange. Whole show. You
Ask
know?
Angela if they have a bao bun back there where they can send out.
Yeah,
even if it's just one, it doesn't.
Yeah, I just want one bao bun. I want one. I just want to try it. Tell me about what's going on with Coco's, because he's golfing right around the corner here.
Yeah.
I see golfers in here every time I'm in here.
Yeah,
I mean,
we
people
do.
Leave the links and they
people,
come here to get a crab cake.
Down at,
how's your mom? Everything good?
Mom is good. Yes, I asked her if she remembered you this morning, and she told me, "Yes, I remember Nestor."
See that? You don't forget what you saw at the Emerald Tavern in
that's
the
90s. Right.
I'll tell
that's
you right,
right
now. You know, back in the day. I haven't been here in a while. I just want to give you a little bit of love. And like, I didn't come in May because she's like, I can't have you. I'm too busy. And I'm like, man, Morgan and the graduate. I mean, just graduations.
Yeah,
you're
May
that place.
Is really, really busy. We had Morgan's graduation. We had Mother's Day. We had Preakness.
Proms.
Week. Proms. Mm. Like, it was. And then Memorial Day weekend. So, yeah, it's just.
So
it's
I,
a
this
busy,
is small,
busy time.
But every time I come in here, you're doing something. And I saw this today. You put it up at 10 o'clock in the morning, and
yeah.
I put my picture of – I really appreciate you letting me in because you got that sign on the door that, you know, nice people allowed. You know, I always wonder, is this for me? You know what I mean? Am I still going to fool them over here?
Did I tell you how that sign got up there originally? I think I did.
Well, that sign to me is the David
show.
Modell from the Ravens. don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
Is what they would put on the scoreboard. Yeah. It's the don't be a jerk sign.
Yeah. One day I was tending bar. It was when Mom was still here. I was tending bar, and like somebody was just a complete jerk, and I was just like, that's it. I'm done. And I took a placemat. We had paper placemats at the time. And I grabbed a magic marker, and all those employees were going, you are not going to do that. And I said, yes, I am. And I just wrote, only nice people allowed. And they were like, you're not hanging that up. And I said, yes, I am. I'm tired of people being jerks. So I hung the sign up. And then it was...
And your business has thrived ever since by keeping people like me out.
It was an instant hit, right? So when that sign got all ratty, we had to make a new one. And then one of our good customers actually went and had the vinyl one done for us so that we could hang it up permanently instead of being a placemat.
You know what? How long has it been?
10 years.
Okay, so if I made a new one that just had the Baltimore Positive logo at the bottom.
Because
there's nothing more Baltimore Positive than your place. Every time I come in here, it feels like a little oasis of awesomeness.
Yes, yeah, it really is.
Well, I come in, your staff's all. I had the coconut shrimp, I had a Greek salad, I made the right call for lunch. I looked at the bow and I said, it's too much for me. My wife broke her ankle last week, so my wife's like, bring a crab cake. My wife wants a crab cake tonight,
okay.
So that's it. And I've never had your ribs, so I might try those.
Oh, the ribs are fantastic.
See? That's why you ask.
I have customers that call me to make sure that we have them because we only prepare so many of them at a time.
And they don't want to get over your nut. Yeah.
Right, because, you know, we're famous for crab cake. So, you know, we'll maybe make 14 orders at a time, and when they're gone, they're gone. And
13 tonight.
So customers will call me and say, hey, do you have the ribs? You know, I want to come in at 8 o'clock and table for two and things. And they're coming all the way from across town. So they want to make sure that we have the ribs. And they love our barbecue sauce. They, like, want to drink it. So
I'm down. Put me in. Sign me up.
You definitely want to try the ribs.
Come get your crab cakes.
Really,
I feel like I've been, like... You've been busy, and the thing's been going on, and I thought we were talking monkeys, and we didn't get the monkeys in today.
Oh, no. I so wanted to
not
talk
the band, the monkeys, but
no,
like lemurs, you know. But we did get some golf in. I got Philadelphia people in.
Big series this weekend.
Peace to you. Peace to you. Oh. You're in the other league. I'm not going to, you know.
That's the beauty of Philadelphia and Baltimore. All the sports teams are in different leagues. My wife's got all her Baltimore things. I have all my Philly.
The beauty of Philadelphia
is you can like the other teams. They are like the second team in all the sports.
Right.
The beauty of Philly is it's on the freeway. I can get there in an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah.
I can go see the Stones, get a cheesesteak, pretzel, get the hell out. Get back here to land a pleasant living. If it was so good, you wouldn't have left. You got golf courses up there. You're here, though. Where the really good ones are.
We need it.
Classic five.
In the next
Classic
minute.
Five.
All right. Well, Marcella.
They're getting us a bow.
Oh, all right. So I'm going to eat.
I'm just waiting.
So I'm buying time?
Yes, you're buying time.
Yeah. You know we did
Stretch
radio?
It out.
You've worked in television or radio? What'd you work in?
Television. I interned at Jay-Z in 89 and the Orioles. I told you that.
You interviewed? What?
I interned.
Interned sports or?
Yeah. In sports.
With Chris Ealy?
Chris Ealy was there. Mike Pupo, who's still there.
John Buren.
Yeah, John Buren that summer. And I worked at the Orioles. I worked at Orioles Stadium and did, like, all their production, their scoreboards. I always laughed at, you know, how...
Home Team Sports?
No, it was the Orioles. The Orioles,
okay.
Like, the old scoreboard was, like, you had, like, punch cards to put into it to get the stuff on the old scoreboard. That's right when they came out.
The little yellow...
The old school, because we'd get stuck with that because they actually, the year before, came out with the new, nice, like, digital scoreboard in, like, 88.
So I'm going to stretch here. You have not seen my documentary yet, correct?
I have not.
You have not seen the documentary yet. You just said two magic words to me. You said John Buren to me. Okay?
Oh, I like John. I like working with him.
So he is a recurring figure in the story of my life and in the story of the documentary. And I text him the day it came out. I text everybody I saw that was in it that I, like, you're in it. Like,
yeah,
I text people, you're in it. I text everybody. And Buren, I swear to you, it was 45 minutes later, he texted me back and said, I just watched it. It was brilliant. You know, like, he sent me this beautiful thing about it. But I said, you're in it. And that titillates everybody to say, well, I'm in it. Where am I in it? How much am I in it? But John is in it. So in 1988, in the spring of 88, I remember the girl I was dating. And I had been working at the Sun 2 years. You knew me then. Rasig very much knew me then. And there was a promotion that they were doing to hire. It was called So You Want to Be a Sports Guy. And remember, Buren had a whole, you know, marketing thing around his, hey, babe, you know, hey, you know, the sports guy, you know, all that stuff. So you want to be a sports guy. And you had to write on a notebook on a notebook card, 25 words or less, or 50 words or less, why you think you're the next sports guy. And then we're going to let amateurs come over and do the sports every night. So Little Nestor wants to be a pro. I was going to be Howard Cosell, and I was sure that I had the things to do it, and I was a sports reporter. So I filled out the thing, and I said, I do the scoreboard page of the Evening Sun. I'm the next John Beer. I'm the next Chris Thomas. I got a letter, and they invited me over to, like, do it. So I went to do the audition, and I got men at the front door, and I kind of wanted Al Sanders, or I wanted Jerry Turner. I wanted Bob Turk because he's a Sunshine Kid, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I got Buren. Buren was my guy that night. So Buren meets me. Now I'm nervous as hell. They had sent me the script, and then they put it on the and my eyes were just going bad, so I was a little squinty. But I did my thing, but I have the audition tape. And when it came time to do a 25th anniversary documentary, I unearthed some never-before scenes of John Buren picking on me. Doing it. And, you know, all these years later. So John's a part of my documentary. So
that's awesome.
Did I stretch okay?
Yeah. Now, did Chris Ely won that, right?
Chris Ely won.
Because I was there the next summer, 89. It was the summer
I interned. This was 88. It was definitely 88. And the finalists, there were 10 finalists that over 2 weeks, or like 14 finalists, that they did it every night. I guess they gave Buren vacation for 2 weeks, you know, where amateurs came in every night. Some of the amateurs, Don Moeller was one of them. Don Moeller did one night. Stan Charles did a night. Phil Wood, and the tree does fall in the woods, Phil. Phil Wood did one night. Joe DeBlasi, who was a councilman. So they brought people in to do it, and Chris won. And Chris was, he was a lacrosse official, and he did 15, 20 years. He kept that job. And I used to always kid him when I got into the industry. I'm like, I wanted your gig. I wanted your gig. My face wasn't made for television or whatever. But the television stretched. So we got Bow? We got no Bow.
I don't know. What is going on with the Bow?
We got Bow. Do we know what Bow? Bow? Bow?
Kate.
Bow? Bow? Did we get a Bow? He didn't know we wanted an order. Did Baz know? Did Baz know we wanted Bow? Baz didn't know we wanted Bow. Baz doesn't know.
Does anybody know who's on first?
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the Bow up on my social media.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I thought they were getting one. Are they getting one or they're not? Hold on.
We're
one
just
second.
Too busy. So Marcella, we're gonna halt. Okay. All things, and I'm going to wait, and I'm going to talk to you about Classic 5 Golf.
Oh, okay. Or we can talk about
who's going to win the Open.
Oh, well, golf.
Give me a little
it's
open
too
there.
Easy to say Scottie Scheffler. I'm always one to think in these majors. It's almost like horse racing. Everybody likes these. Pick somebody else. Pick the field. And in golf, the guys are so good that you don't know, you know, somebody
how
that
can you
day.
Possibly dominate? I mean, I was thinking about Tiger.
I know.
But think about anybody that's even dominated for 2 months or 3 months. Just having a summer where you're better than everybody one time in your
life.
It's hard enough to be better than anybody one weekend.
Exactly. But I would say at the Open, because they always have the Open, the rough's always like 6 inches tall, so if you're not putting it perfectly straight, Scotty tends to be a straight hitter, but it's something that, you know, I would think if you gave me, I'd take the field. I don't know who.
Bye.
I'd take the field. Like a Victor Hovland could win. Victor hits it pretty straight, pretty far, but it's usually, I think, an event like this, you know, everybody's going to be gunning for Scottie Scheffler. He's good. He's the best in the world right now, but it's too easy. It's like
Louisville cops couldn't even get to him.
Right. Man. But it's just like saying, all right, you're the favorite to win the Derby, you're going to win. But how many times does that happen? It does, but not all the time. So I always tend to go with too many people are really good, and they could have a great 4 days.
How much is the live thing played out in your community and people? The notion that they would ever be separated, you know what I mean? That was inconceivable, I think, that there would be another rival of any kind, forgetting that it's Saudi money and all the politics that goes into it. But just the notion that it would ever – it would have to take something like a Saudi prince.
Oh, it would have to be big dollars, and they got people in.
But the money doesn't make sense.
No, and it's not something that can last forever. I mean, I think it's something that I initially thought it was kind of like when the USFL came in, like the AFL. Oh, we're going to come – we're our own thing, but we're really going to look to merge or do something with you.
Sell off,
something like that we can make our money.
Win a lawsuit or
right.
something. Yeah.
But the average person, the average golfer, like our golfers that play the Classic Fives, they could care less.
But from a fan's rooting perspective, when you do put tournaments on, it's busted it up a little bit in a way that I don't think anybody in golf. There's only been one golf league, right?
One the PGA. But I think it's only if they have the events in your town. See, golf travels all around. It's not like it's always in Baltimore. It's always here. The only place that always is at Augusta.
Right.
Everything else. And then you do have your regular every week tournaments. Oh, it's at the Greenbrier every year at this time. And LIV moves around to different cities, so it's not something that if you're in that community, oh, it's great, and we go to this that one time.
I still think it, as a non-golf guy, it's not lifted golf in any way.
No,
it's been bad for golf,
well,
I think.
I think for the players on the lower end, it's probably been good because the PGA has changed. Because the challenge of being a pro golfer and on the PGA Tour – if you don't play Saturday and Sunday, used to be, you don't get paid.
Right.
And you got to travel. You got to eat. You got to get to the next event.
You get hurt.
Right. And LIV has made it where everybody gets paid. Everybody does it. The PGA is changing a little bit. So you actually can be somebody that's good. But if you don't have the wherewithal or get sponsorships, how do you go from city to city, city to city? And it's not like minor league baseball where I'm only in the Carolinas. You're all around the country. And to travel, I mean, that's the biggest ticket. Where are you staying? Where are you eating? Where are you practicing? And then you play again. I mean, that is a sport that, you know, baseball, people talk about the schedules. But if you play on a weekend, like you make it a Saturday, Sunday, so you're done Sunday. You travel Monday. You get somewhere Monday to Tuesday. You do a practice round Tuesday, Wednesday. You play again Thursday in a total other zip code, something.
It's like being a rock and roll band. It's a travel circus.
But somebody's paying for you on that. But you're paying it all yourself.
Well, especially when you're at the bottom, right?
When you're near the bottom, trying to work your way up. So at least LIV, there, from what I understand, there are some changes have happened and are happening. So it's these guys can make something. If you make it on the tour, you should be paid something because how are you going to survive?
Right. Well, and you are part of the
tour.
You're part of selling tickets for them too.
Correct.
You're the talent.
Right. And if nobody, right. if somebody's never been to
people
a
come in and work at Coco's all night, they get paid. Right.
Right.
I mean, like
exactly.
Literally.
Right.
You know, I mean, literally. Right.
Right. And it's the thing is, if you never have gone to a PGA event, you see what's on TV. You see the afternoon. You see the leaders. You don't know people have been teeing off since 7 o'clock that morning that are in the bottom of the pool that made the cut. That they're done by before the main guys go off.
The Marvin Miller and me would say, y'all need a union. You know what I mean?
Well,
you need a guild. You need a, you know. Literally, that wouldn't happen in that environment if there was more of that.
True. But I think they have, I mean, you get your tour card. So you have to not just be good enough, you have to qualify and get a tour card.
But the terms of if you don't make it to Saturday and Sunday, you don't get paid.
Right.
That's the way it was always.
Wow.
Why do we do it that way?
Because
we've always done it.
But it was also.
You know, it was really that way, and this speaks to lower bowling, the PBA tour.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Wiseman is one of my childhood friends. He's a Hall of Fame bowler. Oh, my God. He had a camper that he would drive from much more wayward. They would be in Arizona one week, then they'd be in Kansas, then they'd be in Georgia, and they would drive, and then they start bowling on Wednesday to qualify on Thursday, to make the TV taping on Saturday, to travel on Sunday.
Wow.
And if you didn't make the TV taping, you didn't get paid.
You didn't get paid. Wow.
So, lots of those bowlers would go around, and they would get a $600 check at the end of the week. All right, what do we got here?
Because
I'm
going to
break this into two
bow.
Seconds. What? So today is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Well, every Wednesday.
When's your burger day?
There's a chef special. Burger day's Tuesday.
All right. So that's I always see your burgers, but
Tuesday
I thought
night.
I saw burgers on Wednesday.
Nope.
Burgers Tuesday.
Yep.
Night.
Chef special Wednesday.
Crab cakes.
Every day.
Every day. All day.
Every day. All day.
Tell everybody how the crab cake thing happened for you. Like what made that happen? Your mama.
Oh, my mama. Yeah,
I got to take a couple of these peppers out, but I'm going to get after this. I just don't want to catch you on fire. I'm
when
all right.
We originally started selling crab cakes, we had a little pizza oven, and we would sell maybe a dozen crab cakes a week. We used to buy our crab meat up at Jerry D's up on Harford Road.
I used to drink there.
Yeah. And, it just grew and grew over the years, and now we're selling
that sauce is
a couple
spicy.
Thousand a week.
Spicy, nicey.
Yes.
I went to Korea back in 19 chasing you two around, and I kind of fell in love with Korean food. I don't love bao, but I love pork belly, so I'm going after this with the cilantro.
All right.
A little spice.
I love cilantro.
It's got carrots. Is it pickled carrots? What are these?
Carrots.
Read from the wall. What is it made of?
Smoked pork belly, guava sauce.
Smoke.
Pickled
That's
carrots,
smoker.
Cilantro, chopped peanuts. On a
no?
Oh, I'm going to wear it. I'd have to sit it over. I'm not going to do it like this. I'll be wearing it.
He's brave. He's used to doing this.
This is delicious. I'm worth extending the show 10 minutes for.
All right.
I'm worth making you late. I hope I didn't make you late.
No, it's all good.
We're at Coco's. Happy my mouth to have is full. You here. Tom Pierce is here from Classic Five. His baseball team stinks.
We for play, 3 days.
We play the Eagles this year, don't we?
Yeah, here. I'll be going. My brother-in-law's got season tickets to the Ravens. He's already told me he's taking me. I'll be wearing green.
Does he like you?
Oh, yeah.
He's taking an Eagles fan to the game.
Oh, yeah.
That never happened
the,
in my
the year. It was great. The year we won the Super Bowl, we played Atlanta. I was watching it at home. My wife was doing something.
That game was in Philly. I almost went to that
no,
game.
No, no. We didn't go to the game, but he's like, shows up at my door and he's like, I didn't think you had anybody to watch the game with. So he brought beer and we watched the first game and we end up beating Atlanta at home.
He drove down to your house to watch a game with you?
Yeah. Well, no. He lives here. He lives here.
All right.
Yeah. And so then it became, all right, every game now, that's season of the playoffs, he watched every, he's like, I'm coming to your house, we're watching the game because we won. But it was great because it wasn't like,
so
oh,
tradition.
We're calling out to do, yeah. So it wasn't like, oh, we're going to get together. It was like, he just showed up and said, I know Rosemary was out of town or doing something. I forget what she was doing. She's like, I don't think you had anybody to watch the game with, so I'm here.
Oh, how nice is that?
Philadelphia, their best athlete ever was fictional. Don't
forget
we
had
that.
This
Rock.
Great party during COVID when we played. You guys played us. I think we were in Philly. It might have been Baltimore again during COVID. And we had just moved. We're up in Harford County, and we have a back patio. I put the TV out. We put a tent. I had probably like 20 people.
How many Eagles, how many Ravens?
It was probably 25 Eagles, 75 Ravens watching that. And that was the game when we came back and almost beat you guys when we had just Carson Wentz, I think, or right before that. But, I mean, we had
crab
cakes.
That was like Andy's last game, right?
Yeah, we had crab cakes and we had cheesesteaks, and that was part of the party.
Nice.
Well, my wife's going to get one of these in a box. She'll eat the peppers. My wife loves your burgers.
Did she get one this week?
Yeah, it wasn't as good as yours, but they were open. So I don't know what to say. It was a Monday, you know. When are you closed? Tell me when you're closed.
You're like, are you open tomorrow? And I'm like, I thought it was Monday and it was Sunday.
I thought it was Saturday.
And you thought it was Saturday. We were all
my wife was all lubed up. I mean, she's got her foot in a boot, and she's like, man, Coco's Burger, let's do it. And then I'm like, we're closed. And you know what I said to her, and I'll leave you on this. It's like that chicken restaurant that's closed on Sunday. The only time you really want it.
Oh, is when they're closed.
Is when they're closed.
Exactly.
I mean, I'll talk about a peach milkshake tonight, but I want it on Sunday.
I think I'm buying a car on a Sunday.
Well, at least we can get.
Oh, my God. You know, I can't. So
well, you're off on Sundays.
Me,
I learned this.
Saves me a lot of money.
All right. Find Marcella over here. We are in beautiful Lauraville or on Harford Road, right by Resig's house, as we would say.
Yes.
I grew up. On my weekends in a little house here on Tyndale Avenue, about two blocks away, I listened to my first Kiss record in the attic there with my cousin Nelson in 1975. Kiss Alive 1 came out of Cobo. So I got my rock and roll experience in this neighborhood. Always love coming over here. I wore my pride flags today.
I wore some stuff today.
I wore that for you today. I was going to wear something else, but I'm like, today's the day. It's Pride Month. Everybody in Lauraville's all decorated. Everybody's ready to go. Come on over to Coco's. Enjoy yourself. If you can't get to the Phillies game, come on down and see us. We're going to be at Cooper's on Friday in Fells Point doing the show from 1 to 4 sort of loosely with our friends at the Maryland Lottery. You'll have Gold Rush. You didn't get one. There you go.
Oh,
I feel like Oprah. One for
I'll
you.
I'll take it to Mom.
This, for you.
Listen, John Martin.
I'm going to Mom's again tomorrow. Give me another one.
John Martin came in. I can't do that. It's against rules. John Martin today.
I got two.
The executive director of the Maryland Lottery. He rubbed the tickets for good luck. So that's as close as you can get to the Pope as the executive director of the Maryland Lottery. Our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions keep my water clean. On Jiffy Lube, MultiCare, putting us on the road and out in great places like here at Coco's Pub. If you haven't been over in a long time, come. Don't come at Saturday at 7 o'clock and think you're going to get a table for 10 because you ain't.
Nope.
But you can always curbside, take things away. I'm just blown away. You have a whole table you never seat here because it's bag, grub, stub, grub,
right.
Uber Eats, all that stuff. The crab cakes, I'm not taking mine cooked right now. I'm going to take mine raw home. And I'm not going to drop it this time, so I had to admit to her I dropped.
Oh, gee.
He got it home.
I pulled it out of the toaster with tongs instead of with a spat.
You have to do tongs and a spatula.
That's right.
You got to hold it with the tongs and scoop it with a spatula.
It's not a Philly cheesesteak. It's a it's a crab cake, for crying out loud. Come see him. Give him some love down here at Coco's. Appreciate you,
all
as
right.
always.
Thanks for coming.
Great staff. Baz behind the bar. All our friends here. Eric's here. Everybody's here. And my thanks to Classic 5 Golf. Thanks for sponsoring us and being a part of what we do. Love having your guys on.
Oh, it's greatly appreciated.
Double duty this week. Tom had the poobah on this week, but I also have Ed Miller on talking about Pine Ridge and talking about kids playing golf and his love of his dad and dad celebrating Father's Day. Luke and I did a whole dad thing about the Orioles and the Phillies today because that's a dad's thing, too, this
weekend. Oh, totally.
So
yeah.
Phillies
Happy
and the Orioles.
Father's Day, everybody.
Sweet
yes.
week. Look up.
We
it's a bird. It's a plane.
For Father's Day if you want to pick up some uncooked for your cookout.
That's the easiest thing in the world, dude. Come
yeah.
over here Saturday. Grab them in a bag.
Get
take them home.
Cakes. We even have a baker's dozen. Buy 12, get one free.
That's like a New Orleans. That's called Lanyap in New Orleans.
Okay.
That's the Lanyap. That's the extra something that you get.
Yeah.
It's a 13th donut.
And then we're also doing the meal deal, which is 4 uncooked crab cakes with a quart of coleslaw and a quart of either our Maryland crab or cream of crab soup.
Can I complain about your coleslaw? Here's my complaint. Here's
no,
my complaint.
You can't get enough of it. There's not enough in that little container, right?
That's exactly the problem.
Right.
So I get the container home. And
you just have to get extra.
I need like 3. My wife, I love your coleslaw. My wife loves coleslaw in a general sense. So she just loves coleslaw.
Right.
But she loves your coleslaw. Yours is my favorite. So when I take it home and I got to eat it, man. It's got like milk it. Don't let that sit around. Get that out with the crab cakes. Make it happen. It's Father's Day weekend.
Right.
I miss my dad this weekend. But I'll have a little piece of the Phillies because Sisto Lescano's team, my childhood will be here. And the Bubble Peas will be out. We won't like that. Here, I got a pen that's your color, Bubble Pea. I am Nestor.
Why I wore this. I thought you would understand. It's the baby blues we wear.
I'm
we won't wear them this week.
I'm going to get those pictures out from 83. And he and I were going to bet a cheesesteak and a crab cake, but I ain't giving him none of your crab cakes if we lose.
I'll trade a cheesecake, a cheesesteak for a crab cake.
Well, if you come from the confidence that we're not going to lose to the Phillies this weekend, it's easy to make a bet. But the Phillies are good.
The both teams are good. It's going to come down to, I have a feeling it's going to be a series that it's going to be close and it's going to be an odd play here, a ball, what do they say? It's a ball that just has eyes and lands fair. I don't think either team's going to blow either out because both teams are good.
Here's what we should do. We should charge everybody from Philly double the tolls on the way back out of here on Sunday.
Well, we already do that because we have to go through Delaware. Delaware tolls are really expensive.
Joe Biden taking his 10 cents. I go to the bathroom at the Biden Toll Plaza. So I do that every time I go because I'm of that age. Can't drive to Philly without stopping and going to the bathroom. I did that last weekend. All right. Philly's coming down here this weekend. Be nice. I hope we don't have to use the jail too much inside the stadium.
That's only our stadiums.
I'm Nestor. We're WNST signing off from Coco's Pub with the longest segment we've ever done and some delicious bow. It's Marcellus' fault.